We will open the meeting with the group saying the Serenity Prayer. This prayer is found in the yellow pamphlet and on page 2 of the conference flyer. Let's pause for a moment of silence for those who are still facing challenges in and out of the program. So let's say this together. If you would like to unmute, please feel free to do so. God, grant me the serenity
to accept the things I cannot change.
The courage to change the things I can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. I found online that someone revised it to say, to go with this session, God grant me the laughter to accept the things I cannot change, the willingness to change the things I can, and the peace of mind to know the difference. So it's very, very similar, but I liked that it had laughter in there because sometimes I can't find the courage to laugh at things. So that's just something to keep in mind. So welcome to the second annual telephone conference of Emotions Anonymous. This is our last session for the day. Our theme for today is experience, strength, and hope. And again, my name is Kelsey, and I am powerless over my emotions. Please, again, mute yourself by pressing *6 or using the button on your phone so we may have a quiet meeting until it is opened up later. So we have discovered that our EA fellowship is warm and friendly and is important in achieving and maintaining our emotional health. We come here to live a new way of life through the 12 steps. The program helps us find solutions that lead to serenity. As we learn to place our problems in their true perspective, we find they lose their power to dominate our thoughts and our lives. The loving exchange of help among members and daily reading of EA literature makes us ready to receive the priceless gift of serenity. The meeting is open for anyone who would like to share your first name, where you are calling from, if you would like. Press star six to unmute and again to mute after you're done, and I will share my information. So I'm Kelsey, and I am down by St. Louis, Missouri, on the Illinois side of the river.
This is Greta from Michigan.
I'm Lisa in Columbus, Ohio.
I'm here.
Rosalie from Virginia.
I'm Marcia from Ontario, Canada.
Michael.
I'm Nancy from Columbus, Ohio. I think I spoke over someone. I'm back. Nancy from Columbus, Ohio. Thank you.
Michael from Boston.
Annette from Louisiana.
This is Gwen in Idaho.
Jennifer in North Carolina.
If there's any more introductions, please just go ahead if you haven't, and I'll just hold for just another half a minute in case anyone else didn't get to announce themselves yet.
Just a quick question while we are announcing. I heard that this is being recorded. Does that mean that it's available after the meetings?
Yes, that is correct. Check the website, EA website, next week when we should have the recordings up and how to access them.
Thank you very much, Greta.
Thank you, Greta, because I did not have a good answer for that. I would have said, hopefully. So I think that everybody introduced themselves. And so you guys know this is Emotions Anonymous, and I get emotional hearing, like, there's people all over the place calling. I just think that that's so wonderful. Our website, Emotions Anonymous, www.eaisc.org, and the EAISC or International Service Center at 651-647-9712 have many resources that can help you gain serenity, along with a lot of people on this call. I think there's a lot of good resources in the people in the program. At our meetings, we use first names only. Many of us add powerless over our emotions. Comments made here are treated confidentially to uphold our tradition of anonymity. Anonymity assures us that only we have the right to make our EA membership, and make our membership in EA known to others. Criticism and arguments are avoided to ensure easy and open-minded discussions. Experience has shown that it is more productive to discuss solutions rather than problems. If we share the positives and solutions by focusing on the program, we are more likely to leave the meeting feeling optimistic and hopeful. Please refrain from crosstalk, unasked for advice or comments from another person, and feedback, as these can divert us from the step or topic of the meeting. We will now read just for today's and slogans we use from the yellow pamphlet. Who would like to help with the reading? I'm a slacker because I don't have any of this info in front of me.
This is Cheryl. Follow some of my emotions and help with the reading.
Great. I'm going to go grab my book. Sorry about that.
This is Greta. I can help.
If somebody would like to start with the slogans, that would be great. I'm kind of impromptu running to grab my book.
I can start with the slogans. Slogans we use, let go and let God. You are not alone. One day at a time. Live and let live. First things first, look for the good. By the grace of God, know yourself. Be honest. This too shall pass. I need people. Keep it simple. I have a choice. Pass.
May I ask who just read?
That was Cheryl.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Greta, did you want to do the just for today's?
Sure. One. Just for today, the choice is mine. One, just for today, I will try to live through this day only, not tackling all of my problems at once. I can do something at this moment that would discourage me if I had to continue it for a lifetime. Two, just for today, I will try to be happy, realizing my happiness does not depend on what others do or say or what happens around me. Happiness is a result of being at peace with myself. Three, just for today, I will try to adjust myself to what is and not force everything to adjust to my own desires. I will accept my family, my friends, my business, my circumstances as they come. Four, just for today, I will take care of my physical health. I will exercise my mind. I will read something spiritual. Five, just for today, I will do somebody a good turn and not get found out. If anyone knows of it, it will not count. I will do at least one thing I don't want to do, and I will perform some small act of love for my neighbor. Six, just for today, I will try to go out of my way to be kind to someone I meet. I will be considerate, talk low, and look as good as I can. I will not engage in unnecessary criticism or finding fault, nor try to improve or regulate anybody except myself. Seven, just for today. Somebody is unmuted, is making an echo. If you could please. Okay. Sorry about that. Just for today, I will have a program. I may not follow it exactly, but I will have it. I will save myself from two pests, hurry and indecision. Eight, just for today, I will stop saying, if I had time. I never will find time for anything. If I want time, I must take it. 9, just for today, I will have a quiet time of meditation wherein I shall think of my higher power, of myself, and of my neighbor. I shall relax and seek truth. 10, just for today, I shall be unafraid. Particularly, I shall be unafraid to be happy, to enjoy what is good, what is beautiful, and what is lovely in life. 11, just for today, I will not compare myself with others. I will accept myself and live to the best of my ability. 12, just for today, I choose to believe that I can live this one day.
Thank you, Cheryl and Greta, for reading. our subject for this session is humor and gratitude. And I'm the speaker, so I'm going to get started. And I do appreciate everybody for calling in. This is actually my first EA, more like telephone meeting, definitely my first telephone conference. I have been in the program since June of 2017. I've been in recovery since October of 2016. Before EA, so a little bit of like my experience. Before EA, before recovery, I was just very inconsistent, and I would say that my emotions have never been. I've always been powerless over my emotions, and I think I have been through counseling and certain diagnosis, but I never, again, with, like I said, inconsistency, I was medicated when I was really young, and it made me feel suicidal. So then I began to basically not trust adult advice in my life and definitely not trust professional help, because whenever I was taking medicine that made me feel like I wanted to kill myself, I didn't think that that was right. So then, you know, I made the choice to stop taking it, but I said I was still taking it, and I was not well. So I would say the summary of, you know, my teenage years to now, before EA, definitely not well and a lot of inconsistency. And those things added up to bring me into addiction and alcoholism. So what happened to bring me to EA? The start of that was when I was a teenager. My great-grandma gave me her book, and which is what I still use today. It's an older hardback that's very loved. It's been loved for a long time. I actually have wrote in here, let's see, I think she wrote when she started, New Living Meeting in August of 96. So I was 5 then. And so she gave me this book, and I had it, and I never opened it. I just looked at it, and I was like, what the heck does that mean? You know, and I was a stubborn teenager. And so I just ignored it for a long time, at least 10 years until I came to the program myself. You know, before recovery, I related to someone that shared in the last talk that I was an outcast. I never felt like I was good enough, never felt a part of, whether it was family or friends, school, whatever it was. I just always felt like maybe I should be somewhere else, that I didn't belong. Things like that. And then part of that, what happened to bring me here, is also sobriety. Whenever I got sober, I met somebody in another fellowship that was working EA simultaneously, and he asked me to go to a meeting with him because he thought I would benefit from it. And I definitely have. You know, anger is a big part of my story, and EA has helped me manage it better. And then another thing, I'm sort of reading off of notes here because with having this book, I was interested in coming to the meeting because I had that book and I was like, well, at least I might feel like I belong there because I have, you know, I'll show up with a book. So it'll be like, hey, you know, I should be here. But, you know, so the next thing it asks, like after working the program, what have I gained? And what I have gained is feeling a part of. So every time I'm sitting in a meeting, I feel like I'm right where I need to be. I feel accepted. I feel understood. You know, and even on my bad days, I can get there like a whirlwind. But then once I sit in that chair and somebody starts the meeting, I automatically have a sigh of relief and I'm like, oh God, I'm home. You know, and that's how it's always been since my very first meeting. I cried through my first meeting, and I just couldn't, I could not grasp how comfortable I felt because I never felt comfortable. And ever since being in recovery, I do have that ease. It is not consistent because my life is inconsistency, but I have it more often than not, which is a really great thing. Another thing through working the program is something, analogy that someone else told to me is like I'm chipping away at a big stubborn rock. So step work to me is like I'm chipping away at a stone, especially through like 4 through 7. You're just chipping away at those things of yourself that have kind of maybe given you this outside shell that it's hard for you to let people, I'm speaking for me, but it's hard for me to let people in or to let people know or to share about those little things that add up to become big things that create, you know, my shell that makes me this big stubborn rock. And through working the steps, I begin to chip away at that and open up that shell so that I can let my family or friends or fellow members in on what's going on with me or my experience that could possibly help someone else. You know, that's a big part of why I'm here. So, and how EA has improved my emotional state. So, the biggest thing, being somewhere where I feel like I belong helps me accept myself. And then through consistency of attending meetings, I've been able to have more consistency in my life and be able to procrastinate less and address issues before they come and become big problems. And, of course, through EA, being able to manage my own emotions a little better, becoming less reactive and less angry. My favorite part of maybe like an introduction to a meeting is whenever, or maybe the closing, sorry, accept what you like and leave the rest. That's really, really been a game changer for me. So I know that I'm supposed to be funny. And, you know, I was thinking about this prior to trying to rehearse or prepare. And I was thinking, wow, I'm going to be on a teleconference and I'm not going to know if anybody's laughing. So I'm not going to see facial expressions. So I'm like, wow, I'm not going to know if anyone thinks that any of this content is good. So then I started thinking maybe that's what it feels like, you know, to be a bad stand-up comedian. Like you're in front of this big crowd and no one's laughing. So that's kind of how I thought of this. And I have the, I guess, courage to laugh at myself these days. So hopefully you guys get some humor out of a little bit of the content. I can't say that I'm too funny, and I think it's hard to practice humor or rehearse humor. So I will share some funny content that I found related to the 12 steps or recovery, and then I will talk a little bit about what I'm grateful for because this is humor and gratitude. So I talked with a fellow member about what type of content to share, and one of his ideas is like a top 10 list. So one thing that I found was the 10 types of people you'll meet at 12-step meetings. So it asks, do you recognize any of these types? And there is the 13th stepper, which I'm sure anybody that's been around has heard about. So I won't go into that one because it's kind of like, it's definitely not something to promote, but the 13th stepper, maybe you guys will hear about that if you haven't. And then there is the book thumper. So I could probably consider myself one of these because I think it's good to stick with the literature that we're provided and the traditions of the program. So it says the book thumper is known for their ability to quote the big book or the Emotions Anonymous phrase on any theme. And there is the meeting hound, which is maybe the person that's at every meeting that you've ever been to. So they'll come around and say, oh, I haven't seen you at a meeting in a while. There's the type of person that's the forever on four. So this might be the person that's always on their fourth step.
That's me.
And how difficult it is for them to get honest with themselves. They're always searching for a new sponsor and someone who really gets them. There's the catchphraser, which is the person that's always tossing out recovery slogans as if they created them themselves. I thought that was pretty funny. And also this person is typically recognizable for their affection for recovery jewelry. And maybe their bumper stickers. I thought that was pretty great. There's the day counter. So this person might have the calculator app on their phone. Can't wait to introduce themselves and talk about their number of days in recovery. And it also says that you might have a minute counter. Because some of us have to live it 1 minute at a time. You know, I have those days. And, you know, when I was reading through this list, I really related to a lot of them. So number seven is the pink cloud. And this is the person that has maybe a little bit or a lot of time and is feeling fantastic. They're floating through life on a pink cloud. And talking about how recovery has helped get their life together, how they're learning so much, and how meetings are the greatest, and really never ever been better. So I think that that's a great attitude when you can come into recovery. I mean, that's how it was for me because my life changed dramatically whenever I got into recovery because I found somewhere that I belonged. So that was a game changer for me. The pink cloud did fade whenever I started seeing what it was like to be sober and live life on life terms. So number eight is the texter. That one I thought was funny because it says they tap furiously before the meetings, during the break, appear to be busy and avoid making direct eye contact or meeting new people. Side note, I'm a single mom with a little boy who just woke up from his nap, so that's happening right now. And number nine on the list is the crier. So, you know, we all have those days. And number 10 is the old timer, which I thought, of course, I said I relate to a lot of them on this list, and the only reason why I relate to that one is that's something that I want to be. So I heard somebody in the last share that they had been in the program for 30 years, and I want to commend her because I think that that is great. There's a lot of funny phrases for the old timer. Hi, Dante. So I tried to add because, you know, we're a 12-step meeting and maybe we have a top 12 types of people that come into the meetings. So I thought of the newcomer, which the list might have said that the newcomer is the texter, somebody that maybe doesn't want to be there but feels like they have to be. And then another person that I've encountered quite a bit is the encourager or somebody There's always somebody that's there to encourage the crier, the newcomer, the old timer, and those people. I think that we probably will want to, I'll try to wrap this up really quickly in a couple minutes so that we have plenty of time for discussion. But some things that I'm grateful for, especially on a day like today, in Southern Illinois, it's very sunny and it's around 60, I think. So I'm really, really grateful for the sunshine, especially when it starts to get cold. I'm very grateful for sponsorship, and with that, I'm also very grateful for recovery in general. I'm extremely grateful for Emotions Anonymous because although I came in a different fellowship that Emotions Anonymous really, really has helped me more living life on life's terms than just being sober. You know, I'm dealing with me in this program rather than just trying to be sober. So those things tell me that I am grateful for change because a lot has changed in the past 2 years since I came in. And, you know, like our Serenity Prayer says, courage. So I have the courage to change, and that is something that I'm also grateful for. Sorry, I had to mute because my son thinks that I'm talking to no one. So, I heard Emily say on the last talk that she is grateful for, I think it was Emily, for living out of her head. And when I heard that, I thought of that I'm grateful for living one day at a time. And again, I said recovery already, but I'm also very grateful for meetings. I'm grateful for the planning committee that put this conference together. I was really wanting to be on this morning, but it didn't work out for me. But especially Emily, Greta, Scott, Elaine, and, you know, those others that helped us get this going, and everybody that was in the first annual planning conference, our planning committee that, you know, laid the foundation for us to be able to do this again this year. I don't have a lot else, and I'm a little bit distracted, so I hope that somebody benefited from something that I shared to start this off. And I would like to open it up now. We will share our thoughts and experiences relating to this topic.